Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, my people. My wonderful people. Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Brian, that is Luke. And you're listening to us on WAUK 1580, as well as 101
WAUK
FM, the Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM, my friends.
Oh, that's right. I'm getting them confused back and forth. We're doing the WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw. I'm coming back down to earth, guys. I'm coming out of my shell. You're also listening to us on 1580 WTTN out in Madison, as well as the 92.7 FM, as well as the Devil Radio app. You can check out the Devil Radio app, enable it on your Alexa, make sure it happens. And you can also choose between which stream you want. Do you like Luke's stream or do you like Brian's stream? Luke's stream has the WTT and the Devil Radio. Brian's stream has the WAUK. Who will win? We have no idea. We have ways of measuring it. We're just not going to.
Well, no, because you would hate to lose that if we actually measured that. Because, like, shampoo is better than conditioner, Brian. Devil Radio stream is better than the Shaw stream.
No. Luke, everybody knows conditioner is better. You can use that every day. You don't have to use shampoo every day. Also, conditioner can also be used for shaving.
I go first to clean the hair.
Yeah, but can you shave with shampoo? Not as much. Not as well.
No, that's true.
But you can shave with conditioner, and that is the way you should go.
And folks, I always love a good Billy Madison tangent, but happy Monday. I am broadcasting here from the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, and we're glad to have you join us here. Give us a call. Send us a text. Share your tangent, 844-967-2789. Brian, I missed you on Friday, buddy.
Everybody here is now dumber for not having listened to me.
No, that's not true. Evan and I had a great Friday
show. I just wanted to continue the Billy Madison referencing. That's
I understand. I understand. I pick up what you're putting
out. You guys were great. You guys were awesome.
No, it was great.
I listened to you the whole way out there.
Evan had a lot of fun telling me that you were texting in, so that was fun because that was a new dynamic for the show. And folks, if you missed any portion of that great solo show with no Brian, just the Brianless show, you can go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Click on podcasts for Dueling Tangents.
Yeah, I didn't get to yell about Fred Pramin. That's probably better for everybody in general, because we can move on.
Yeah, we can just move on now.
Yeah,
he sucks, and we're gonna move on.
He sucks. Doesn't mind if people are slightly poisoned, and it's okay with them. So good for them.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna walk on, and then a couple years later, when people are diseased and things like that, it'll probably be our fault anyway, right? Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Exactly. Speaking of things that don't matter, the Gableman report is due today.
It is due today.
The final report is due, and he's got to turn in. I hope he puts his name up at the top right with his class period and his name, or at least an address or anything. Either way, he's going to make a lot of margins and have a lot of double spacing.
54 size point font.
His whole thing is just going to be there was fraud. And then, 15 pages of attribution to, websites that it's just one website that's just the long, full-length
It's just a really long URL, yeah.
That's it.
It's just a long URL.
It's
the mypillow.com/, and then just fill in all the random symbols, numbers, and letters. Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds about right. That's what we're expecting. Any minute now, we're expecting the Gableman report to be published publicly. So it was submitted allegedly to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office this morning.
Oh.
And Gableman said that it was going to be published publicly this afternoon before he sits in front of the Wisconsin Assembly's Elections Committee tomorrow, Brian. So not only is the report due today, he's got to give a presentation on it tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Mark Spreitzer, can you please get some good rest?
We hope that everybody on the Wisconsin
get a carb overload, buddy. Make sure you are ready. Write your questions down. Keep yourself calm. The best thing you can do, people who are on the Elections Commission, is be really calm and keep prodding that mad, angry old dumbass. Well, honestly, like I would not be surprised if, like, the report, let's say the report, which I'm assuming is going to be maybe 2 to 3 pages total.
No. The URL is going to take up at least 2 to 3 pages, so it's got to be a little bit longer than that, Brian.
All right, okay, we're going to do the odds now.
We're doing it now. Okay,
I don't know here's an odds I'm throwing out, early odds. Here's a prop bet. What's more likely? That the Gableman report is more than 5 pages, we'll say 5, or that Michael Gableman will admit in the hearing tomorrow that he just can't read and that's why he's not done anything.
I think...
Give us your call, 844-967-2789.
This is an interesting question.
Because honestly, there are sometimes you throw out, like, what is... How do they even get to these places where they're saying these things and going, we're credible? You know, like,
they're saying it doesn't mean it's true.
I know, but my point is like, what would make that narrative make sense other than just outright lying? And maybe it's just that he can't read, or he has a comprehension issue, or like a learning disability, or an obsession or something. Which, again, not to take away from anybody with those, I'm fully for funding and making sure that everybody has the ability to learn. Figuring out, making sure people learn the correct way. But maybe Michael Gableman just slipped through the cracks and was never taken care of, and somehow was promoted to be a Supreme Court justice,
and now somehow appointed to oversee this election review that has been, bobbled at best would be the way to describe.
I mean, he's missed
review.
His other two deadlines.
He has.
He has no. And again, I'm totally facetious, and I'm being kind of, you know, a jerk about this. But again, the guy at every hearing has been a jerk to everybody who's asked him any questions.
Mm-hmm.
He's never given any sort of detail or any sort of substance to his and his accounting. The only thing we have gotten from them is their poor accounting practices.
Yep.
There's no way they can account for the miles that they have put in.
There's,
I mean, even the IRS is like, well, I got to look at this. Jeez.
Right. There's no evidence. There was no weekly reports, which were in the contract that he initially signed. He ran past the original deadline in that contract for us to find out that it was a verbal extension of that original contract between Gableman and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, to then blow past that deadline, which was December 31st, now here into 2022 and the end of February, which was the third deadline set for this review. And I think you're right. I think odds have got to be pretty favorable, Brian, for this to be less than 5 pages.
And the other thing, too, is that there's no documentation to reference to see how this was developed. Point is, he could have just sat there for the last 6 months, BS'd everything, complained and tried to jail the mayors for not meeting with him in private, and done absolutely nothing, gotten $11,000 a month, and then last night just crammed in and just made a report that he just pulled out of his butt. That could happen because you have no documentation as to where he's gone, how the investigation has happened. I know that much, that you have to at least have some documentation or notation or some sort of note-taking for any investigation to be somewhat valid, so that you can have, I don't know, evidence when you present it at, I don't know, let's say, a trial.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's important. Again, last week he gave the update for his subpoenas, which were renewed last week, that he was going to be continuing to attempt to jail the mayors of Madison and Green Bay, but then also added individuals like the mayor of Racine, who... And it's confusing to me that was last week. He was continuing his effort to jail the mayors and other election officials in the state of Wisconsin. But now he's wrapping it up. So if you had to make those threats last week, but you're still finishing the report today, I don't quite understand that, Brian. But the mayor of Racine, Corey Mason, came out and said that he's willing to go to jail over not testifying in public for this quote-unquote election review.
Yeah, if you want to testify in public, all of them have said, I will gladly testify in public, which is what I think everybody would like. That way we can all know, and that way we can see what questions are asked and how they're answered, and whether the person looks shady or sounds shady or not, or whether they are answering truthfully, or even if Gableman has any idea what he's even asking. But again, it's just a show. It's just a sham. It's just a bunch of crap because these people need to show that they are doing something. Don't forget this happened because Donald Trump told Robin Voss that he was a jerk for not doing it, and then they did it, even though there was an investigation already, and we already went through all this stuff.
Yeah. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We want to hear your guesses for how many pages this report that is being submitted today by former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. Roughly how many pages do you think this report's going to be? Give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Here's a little thing about us on the show. Both of us are Boy Scouts, but Luke over there, he's an actual Eagle Scout. Now, I am an Eagle Scout in spirit, in that I have all the qualifications of one. I just procrastinated enough and didn't do my project and that type of thing. So I personally, I could very easily have been a straight A student. I totally get all the subjects. I just didn't do a lot of the homework. You know what I mean? So I totally understand where Gableman is coming from if he can't get his homework done and he has to cram in at the end and that type of thing.
Yeah, I've been there, but I also don't think that you should be able to be authorized to spend $676,000 of taxpayer funds to then all of a sudden go and do nothing for 6 months and then BS your way through the final report the day that it's due.
I also would say that when I was that kind of kid, I was also a kid in high school.
And not a former Supreme Court justice.
And not a former Supreme Court justice. So, again, I'm taking odds on whether he's going to have the report over five pages versus whether he's going to admit that he can't read somehow or some other bold prediction. Because, again, this is 2022. Several things have happened already that were not on my bingo card. So if you got stuff to add to the bingo card, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You guys are awesome. Lining up pretty quick.
Yeah, we're lining up these phones. We're going to be going to a quick break here. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to follow this great show online, follow us on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can also follow the station at Devil Radio 927 on both Facebook and Twitter, and at WAUK Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Brian, man, we got the callers lining up. We're going to get to you in this next segment. This is going to be a lot of fun. Gableman's report is due today. Let's find out what you think is going to be in it.